Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Yeah, Bob. What do I do?
Let's see. I know, you play the guitar.
Bob, I don't have any hands.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay, well, you play this.
I don't want to play that. I'll look silly.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
It's for the kids.
Oh, okay. But they better not laugh.
All right. Better get on out there.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes up and down the produce aisle, have we got a show for you. Celery, gotta be
vegetables.
Lima beans, collard greens, peachy keen,
vegetables.
Cauliflower, sweet and sour, half an hour,
vegetables. There's never ever 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 been a show like vegetables. There's never ever 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 been a show like vegetables. It's time for vegetables.
Kids, welcome to Veggie Tales. I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm Larry the Cucumber.
And we're here to answer your questions.
Hey, Bob, you remember the Ballad of Little Joe?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a great show?
Well, sure, Larry. It was terrific.
You just gotta love westerns, don't ya?
Well, you don't have to, I suppose. But I do enjoy a good western every now and then.
Great. Today's letter is from Wesley Thomas of Carlsbad, New Mexico. Wesley writes, "Dear Bob and Larry, can you do a sequel to the Ballad of Little Joe? Your friend, Wesley."
Larry, that's a nice letter, but we answer letters for kids who are having moral and ethical dilemmas.
Ethel who?
You know, kids who have questions about what's right and wrong, who want to know what the right thing to do is.
Exactly. So to Wesley, I say, a sequel to Little Joe is the right thing to do.
But does the letter say anything about having problems listening to his parents or losing interest in school?
No, but now that you mention it, I did get this one from Mr. Sammy Tidwell of Brentwood, Tennessee. "Dear Bob and Larry, don't miss this exciting opportunity to take advantage of our low interest rates."
Who's screening your mail?
I don't know.
Look, Larry, I'm sure a sequel to the Ballad of Little Joe would be nice, but, listen here. "Dear Bob and Larry, I fight with my brother a lot. In church this week, I learned that I'm supposed to be loving, joyful, peaceful, patient, kind, good, gentle, and self-controlled. I know God wants me to be all that to my brother, but I don't think I'm strong enough. What do I do? Your friend, Elise." You see, Larry, that's the kind of letter we answer on the show.
Wait a minute. I've got the perfect story for Elise.
You do?
Yep. It's the story of Mo and the Big Exit.
Mo and the Big Exit?
Or as the Indians called it, the Lone Stranger. Either way, it's Little Joe Part 2. Roll film!
In the great painted desert a long time ago, 'twixt the feet of the Rockies and the Bighorn Plateau, lived a man of great calling, a man of great skill. In the city of Dodgeball they sing of him still. Oh, Lone Stranger, your mask hides your face. Who you are we can't say. Oh, Lone Stranger, they sing, "Hi-ho, Sliver, away." To tell the story of the Lone Stranger, you gotta start with the first big hero of Dodgeball City. That'd be Little Joe. Now, Little Joe was what you might call a visionary, but his dreams ticked off his brothers, who sold him off to a group of desperados.
Oh dear.
And after traveling in a ziggy-zaggy line, he ended up in Dodgeball City, where his hard work and scrupulous character landed him in the pokey. But with God's help, he got the mayor out of a bind by figuring out that hard times were on the way. The mayor granted him a reprieve and a job in emergency management. Little Joe organized the town, gathered up 7 years worth of grub, and saved the day. He also saved his own family. He forgave his brothers for selling him off and set them all up with nice lives right there in Dodgeball. But times changed. Well, after Little Joe and his brothers passed, their descendants multiplied like prairie dogs, till the new mayor and the people of the town started to worry that they'd be overrun. So they set taskmasters over the sons of Little Joe to afflict them with heavy burdens and keep them down.
They set them to dig in with shovels and picks, and drove them to building with boulders and bricks, till tired and battered they fell to their knees and cried to the heavens,
"Deliver us, please.
Oh, Lone Stranger, your mask hides your face. Who you are, we can't say. Oh, Lone Stranger, we sing hi-ho, slither away. Oh, Lone Stranger, we work like the dickens, but don't get no pay. Oh, Lone Stranger, please come take us away. We really don't want to stay.
I've had a really bad day.
Singing hi-ho, slither away."
Something wrong, Mayor?
There's too many of them, Wyatt.
Too many of who?
Too many workers. Look at them all.
Isn't that a good thing? I mean, you can't dig the Grand Canyon, build Monument Valley, and paint the Painted Desert with just a few guys.
And what happens if they decide all at once that they're no longer interested in working for free?
I see your point. Well, what do you want me to do?
Thin the herd.
Thin the herd?
You know, make sure they're not so many.
I'm not sure I...
Gather up all the baby boys and send them up the river.
Up the river?
Up the river.
Now, the mayor thought his plan was awfully clever. But God had his eye on one special boy he was going to use to turn this whole mess around.
What in the world?
Now, I've been told when you pan for gold out west of Illinois, it ain't rare to find a bear, but not a baby boy.
I think I'll name you Nugget.
And if you do, one thing is true, if to kindness you are prone, you'll line your pack with bubble wrap and take that baby home.
I know. What about Moe? It's Indian for looking for gold and finding a baby.
Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, she picked him up and named him Mo. Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, she took that baby home. She named that baby Mo.
Sincerely yours, Mayonnaise. Okay, read that back to me.
Dot, 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 dash, dash.
Hi, Daddy.
Dash.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Any luck today?
I found a baby.
Oh, that's nice. Whoop!
Oh, little Mo began to grow, but not as strong as others. Couldn't hold a cup or measure up to his big zucchini brothers. To compensate, little Mo got great at working on his straw. It knocked you flat if standing at the wrong end of that ball. Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, look out for that mighty throw. Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, man, that boy can throw. The boy that we call Mo. In his defense, it made good sense, but made his mother nervous to take those skills and pay his bills through a life in public service. He joined the corps of Badger zucchinis for companions. With mom's consent, soon off he went to guard over the canyons. Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, standing high and looking low. Singing hi-yo, the boy can throw, that's our brother Mo. Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, standing high and looking low. Singing hi-yi-yippee-ki-yo, he's not that big we know.
But man, that boy can throw,
the boy that we call Mo.
Here, let me help you.
I don't need your help.
I was just trying to...
Well, it's too late for that, isn't it? It must be nice growing up pampered in the mayor's house instead of out here breaking your back along with the rest of your kin.
How did you know...
Oh, your sister told a few friends, and they told a few friends, and... Well, I reckon everybody knows by now.
They do?
Besides, you're the spitting image of Little Joe himself. Of course, he'd be spitting if he saw you wearing that badge. Traitor.
Huh?
Everything okay here, Mo?
Everything's fine.
Sure it's fine when the mayor's your granddaddy. We all know your rightful place is down there.
He giving you a hard time?
Yeah, what if I am?
Don't talk back to me.
Oh. It's okay, Bill.
No, it's not okay. No one talks back to me. Especially a low-life descendant of Little Joe.
Leave him alone, Bill.
Looks like you need a little lesson in respecting your superiors.
Oh!
Leave him alone, Bill. That's enough. Stop!
Huh? Yeah, right.
He was gonna hurt Charlie! I was helping you! If the mayor finds out, I'm a goner. Come on, guys. We're family. You gotta hide me.
Oh, what? You going to whack us, too?
What's going on here? Huh?
If you find him, bring him to me. This time, I'll see to it myself he goes up the river.
Now, there weren't much for Mo to do but head for the hills. He did a few loop-de-loops to keep the mayor and his gang off his trail, and eventually, Mo made it to the Rockies where he was safe.
Ah!
Well, except for the bears. That's the thing about mountains. They got bears. Well, after he lost that bear, he... Whoop! Bear's still around. But fortunately for Mo, bears aren't the only ones who live in the mountains. La,
la, la. Come on, Zippy. Are you thirsty, boy? Mmm. Oh, wow, Zippy. It's heavier than last time. Tall drink of water.
Not that tall. You should see my brothers.
Oh, you dropped your hat.
Thanks. Nice buffalo.
What were you doing at the bottom of the well?
Bear.
Bear?
Not again.
Hey!
I'm tired of running, and I'm not going back in that well! All right, Bear. Find another cucumber to chase.
Whew.
I'm gonna hang on to this.
Wow. That was an awfully brave thing to do.
Mm. You think so?
Mm-hmm. My name is Sally. And this is Zippy.
Mm.
Hi, Sally and Zippy. Pleased to meet ya. My name's Mo.
When the larks go tweet, a tweedle-deedle-deet, and the doves say coo, a coo-dee-oo-dee-oo, and the sun hangs high in the Rocky Mountain sky, you know it must be love.
You must be starving. Would you like to join us for dinner?
Well, ma'am, that's mighty kind of you to ask. I'd love to.
Now, some matches are made in phosphorus factories, while others are made in heaven. Either way, it all starts with a little chemistry.
Oh, when the ducks go quack, a wacky, wacky, whack, and the owls say hoo, a hoo do you, and the stars shine bright in the Rocky Mountain night, you know it must be love.
Well, Sally and her folks were mighty thankful to Mo for saving her from that bear. And Mo was mighty thankful to feel appreciated. And with all of that cordialness and niceness going around, it weren't long before they were all thankful for other things. Yep, Mo and Sally got hitched and started a family.
Oh, and the bees go buzz, so buzzy, buzzy, buzz, and the little butterflies, a flutter, cutter by, and the clouds float fair through the Rocky Mountain air. You know it must be love.
Mo took the domestic life like butter to a biscuit. Gone were the days of canyon garden and dodgeball throwing. Why, anymore, Mo couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with a dodgeball, nor did he try. He was content caring for his family and walking Zippy.
Oh, thank the Lord above. You know it must be love.
Come on, boy.
go for a walk.
Did you remember Sliver?
Yep. Never leave home without it.
Mo named his walking stick Sliver, on account it was a sliver of wood he pulled off that tree the day he met Sally. He never went anywhere without it, what with the bears and all. Now, with most stories, this could be what you might call a happy ending. Look at that. He's even walking off into the sunset with his buffalo. But this is different from most stories, and I expect it's just getting started.
Hello? Who's there? All right, Bear. I've got Sliver. I suggest you stay away.
Ah! Mo had never seen a burning tumbleweed before. This tumbleweed was not only on fire, it seemed to have a mind of its own. Now, if this were just an ordinary burning and talking tumbleweed, the story should have just ended with the sunset. But God himself was using this tumbleweed to speak to Mo. God told Mo he had a job for him to do.
What? Who, me?
God told him that he had heard the cries of Little Joe's family, and that he was sending Mo to go to the mayor and demand he let them leave Dodgeball City.
But who am I to go to the mayor? Look at me, I'm puny. I used to be pretty good with a dodgeball, but I put that behind me.
God told Mo that he would help him, that he would be Mo's strength.
But what if the people don't believe me when I tell them it's you who sent me?
Tell them I am who I am, God said. Tell them I am has sent me to you.
Okay, got it. I am has sent me to you. But, okay, what if, you know, they're still like, yeah, right. This? Oh, this is Sliver. It's my walking stick and bear repellent. Throw it on the ground? Okay.
God told Mo to pick up the snake.
That's a rattlesnake? Highly venomous? Okay, God, I think I can do this. But can I ask a favor? I've got this thing about public speaking. Really, it terrifies me. What? Imagine everyone in their underwear? Yeah, tried it. Didn't work. Scared the willies out of me.
God told Mo he'd have someone waiting for him outside of Dodgeball City to help him out with his public speaking, too. So Mo went back to tell his family he needed to go on a business trip. God's business.
Come on, Zippy. Thanks for the new outfit, Sally.
You're welcome, Mo. You're gonna need it. It'd be best if the mayor doesn't recognize you. He'll have you sent up the river. Oh, I almost forgot. You be careful now.
I'm gonna miss you, Sally. Gherkin, you listen to your ma now, you hear?
Goodbye, Mo!
Now you go do what God says.
You're a good woman, Sally. All right, Zippy, let's go. Zippy? Hi-ho, Sliver! Away!
Bye, boys. Oh, bye, Zippy, and don't forget to take care of each other.
Say hi to the mayor for me.
Howdy. You good at public speaking? Do you ever have to use the imagine everyone in their underwear trick?
Mo!
How did you know my name?
Well, I'm Aaron, your brother.
What are you talking about? You're not a zucchini. Wait a minute. You're my brother. That's right. I was adopted.
Plus, your wanted poster is still up all over town. Anyone within 100 miles of here knows your name. You'd better keep that mask on. I didn't recognize you with the mask, which is good. The mayor still has it in for you.
Mo told Aaron everything God had sent him to say and about all the miraculous signs he had commanded him to perform.
Ah!
So, I do the talking, you do the thing with the stick, God does the rest, and we all go free?
Exactly.
Huh. All right. Well, I won't have to sell rubber tomahawks anymore?
Not unless you want to.
I'm in!
Don't you get bored out here?
Oh, dreadfully. But it beats working in the canyon. You know, my sensitive skin, it doesn't hold up.
Looky there!
Huh? Lobby!
This can't be good.
Who is
well,
that?
He ain't wearing black.
Hope you don't get that hat dirty.
Look, that buffalo looks mean. Can you tell he's
saddle on a buffalo? You don't see those
I've never seen
Who's
him before.
Behind him? I've seen him somewhere.
Isn't that the rubber tomahawk guy?
Well, don't that beat all.
Who is that masked man?
He must be a stranger.
I'm sorry, I had to...
Yes? Wait a minute. You're that worker who sells souvenirs outside of town, aren't you? Isn't that boring?
Eh, beats the canyon.
Huh. Who's this stranger? He come with you, or did he come alone?
Ah, yes. He's the lone stranger.
The lone stranger, eh? You know how to talk, stranger?
He's a bit shy. He prefers to have me speak for him.
You forget to buy a backbone with that new cowboy hat, stranger? Well, what do you want? I don't have all day.
Ahem. This is what the Lord God says. Let my people go.
What's that?
Let us go. Set us free. We want to leave. No more digging and stacking and selling rubber tomahawks. Adios, amigo.
Let you go?
God said so.
Yeah, well, we'll just see what the mayor has to say about... Oh, sorry.
What is it?
He's only hauling 20 wheelbarrows an hour.
I'm old.
30's the minimum.
I can't do 30. I'm 80.
30's the minimum.
Oh, you drive 30 at my age, you ungrateful.
That's enough. You heard the God. The rule is 30. If you can't do 30, it's up the river.
No, please.
Take him away.
Hold this.
But the plan!
Nobody draws a dodgeball in the mayor's office but me.
You want me to let you go, eh? Well, how's this? 60 barrels an hour, and that goes for everyone. And you're gonna dig without shovels or picks to boot.
How are we gonna do that?
You figure it out. And you can go back and tell your people you just made their lives even more miserable. Now get back to work.
What?
Needless to say, Mo and Aaron's first meeting with the mayor did not go well. And not only did they not get their request granted, but the mayor more than doubled the workload for everyone. And in case you're wondering, the children of Little Joe were none too appreciative.
So, that masked guy's name is the Lone Stranger. He's the one to thank for this?
He's the biggest goofball to come around here since that Mo guy. Remember him?
That guy was a piece of work.
Let's go home, Zippy. I'm just making it worse. I don't know what I was thinking.
What are you doing? You can't leave now.
But you've seen what I've done. They're better off without me.
That's true. But that's the whole point. When you just rely on yourself, on your own strength. I do the talking, you do the thing with the stick, and God does the rest. That was the plan, remember? God's plan.
Well, I guess I did kind of blow it in there.
Kinda? And if I'm not mistaken, that's not the only time you've gotten yourself into trouble with a dodgeball.
But that was a long time ago, and only because I was trying to help.
All your life, you wanted to be strong. But what God has called you to do here is far beyond your own strength.
So I can't do this on my own. I can only do this if I let God do this.
La-ta-da-ta-da, when the earth was born, who lit the light in the dark?
God did.
That's right! When the rain came down, who drew the plans for an ark?
God did!
Uh-huh. Precisely! And in case you ever wondered, when old Abe turned 100, who took the reins and gave him diapers to change?
God did.
Exactly! And when the...
All right, I get your point. It isn't my strength that's going to help my people. It's God's. And since God called me to do this, he'll supply the strength I need. I'm going to stick to the plan!
So, Mo and Aaron headed back to Dodgeball City to follow God's plan.
I've got two more verses.
Now, y'all sit tight to see how things turn out.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry. The part of
Check it, V.O. dude.
Yo, me and the boys had an idea about another way to tell this Mo story. Right, boys?
Yo!
Listen to the boys and we'll tell you now how losing your cool and having a cow can run you out when your lip gets flipped and get your mug up all over Egypt.
Na, 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 na.
On the banks of the Nile, born and
hey!
In the grip of the Pharaoh in his teenage
days.
Chilling, kicking, wearing silk jamsies, learning hieroglyphics from his granddad Ramses when a whack Egyptian
black belt kung fu
started whooping it up
on his homie Hebrew.
Could have called the cops, stood back, but instead
he took a big stick upside of his head.
Oh man, it's down in Egypt, our troubles are severe. Na 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 na. The stress down in Egypt increases more each year.
He got all scared.
Oh.
He'd be better off by avoiding the Pharaoh.
Oh.
He packed his bags, thinking if he'd stay, they'd be punishing him in a capital way.
Oh, oh.
Now, Lord only knew, but he thought he might
stay a while in the desert like a million night
to disengage his rage and become equipped to return to his home as a prince of Egypt.
I guess down in Egypt, no moving day is near. Na, 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 na,
no. Let's stick with the Western.
See you guys.
Great-granddad loves his little coochie-coochie-coo. Your mama's gonna be back soon, you cutie-goody-goody-goody. Who's your favorite great-granddad? Who's gonna be the mayor someday? Who's gonna hoochie-goochie-goo? What do you want?
We've come back to assure you that God means business.
What's that supposed to mean?
If you do not set the workers free, you will face dire consequences.
Excuse me?
Hi-ho, Sliver! Away!
Oh!
So then, you'll turn all our sticks into snakes? Ooh, I'm so scared. That's the sorriest snake I ever seen. You couldn't do better than that.
I was on the spot.
Big deal. So you're better at snakes. I'm still not letting anyone go. Get back to your souvenir shack and take what's-his-name with you before I lose my patience.
So, what's next?
Now, in the Old West, taking a bath was a special occasion. And for the mayor, that occasion came every Saturday morning. But the mayor's bath was about to turn sour. Along with the rest of his week.
Good morning, Mayor.
You two again. Didn't I tell you...
God has sent me to tell you, let my people go.
Guards!
Hi-ho, Sliver! Away!
Huh?
Huh?
What is it?
It's tomato juice.
Well, the river turned red, and the mayor wouldn't listen.
Let my people go!
Never!
Hi-ho, Sliver! Away!
And the prairie dog spread, and he still wouldn't listen.
Let my people go!
Nuh-uh.
Hi-ho, Sliver, away!
And the grasshoppers come.
Keep away from here, you...
And the cattle fell dead, and he still didn't fear it.
Hi-ho, Sliver, away!
And the pimples came up.
The river turned red, and the mayor wouldn't listen, and the prairie dog spread, and he still wouldn't listen, and the grasshoppers came, and the mayor wouldn't hear it, and the cattle fell dead, and he still didn't fear it, and the pimples came up in every dimension, and the wind blew in, still he wouldn't pay attention.
Mo could not get through.
Mo and Aaron had done everything God had asked, but the mayor still wouldn't budge. So one more plague was visited upon Dodgeball City, the worst, saddest one of all. Oh, it was terrible, but the mayor, well, he had brought it on himself. Now, God told the children of Little Joe to place a sign on their door to keep him safe. But for the rest of Dodgeball City, all of the firstborn boys were taken by the river.
Mo. The mayor would like to see us.
Leave us. Go away, all of you. Get out of Dodgeball City.
And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way.
There they go.
Good riddance. We're going to have to figure out who's going to do all the work now. Who was that masked man?
It's Mo.
Huh?
The lone stranger. He's Mo. He just took off his mask.
Give me those. Mo. Round up the posse. I got a score to settle.
Death Valley.
Huh? God wants us to go through Death Valley?
We can't do that! We'll be barbecued!
Maybe we can just go around and catch up with the cloud on the other side.
I don't know if,
Sir?
Not now. How many could we fit on your buffalo?
Did anybody bring flip-flops?
Sir!
Can't you see we have a... problem!
It's the mayor!
And he's got a posse!
Thanks a lot, Mo. We should have never left Dodgeball City.
Yeah, we'd be better off serving the mayor than dying in the desert.
Perhaps I could ride out and ask the mayor to take it easy on us. Did anyone bring any dodgeballs?
Aaron, the plan, remember? I do the thing with the stick.
I'm not gonna let you get away again. Come on, boys!
Thank you.
my.
No. This doesn't look good.
Hey, this is
bad.
In the great painted desert a long time ago, twixt the feet of the Rockies and the Bighorn Plateau, lived a man of great calling, a man of great skill, to trust the Almighty his plan to fulfill.
Oh, you did it, Mo.
Nah, God did. I just followed the plan.
Oh, lone stranger, your mask hides your face. Who you are, we can't say. Oh, lone stranger, we sing hi-ho, sliver away.
It's time for a manna buffet.
We sing hi-ho, sliver.
Wow, Larry, you were right. That was the perfect story for Elise.
See, I told ya.
What a great story about God's strength and following his directions.
Come again?
You know, God's strength, the whole point of the story.
Oh, yeah, but I was thinking about the whole fighting with the brother thing. Elise is having a problem fighting with her brother, just like Mo, except his brothers mostly fought with him.
What's your point?
Well, all Elise needs is a big stick.
Come again?
Yeah, he should leave her alone then, don't you think?
Larry, that's totally not the point. It's time to talk about what we've learned today.
And so what we have learned applies to our lives today. And God has a lot to say in his book.
If the stick doesn't work, a dodgeball might.
No.
You see, we know that God's word is for everyone, and now that our song is done, we'll take a look.
Larry, that was the perfect story for Elise's question because it was about God's strength and following his directions. When Mo did things his own way, he just made things worse. To free his people, Mo had to rely on God and follow his plan.
Oh. Yeah, and there's that, too.
Let's see if QWERTY has a verse for us today. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Psalm 28, 7a.
So we can call on God to help us, and follow his directions when we know we can't do it by ourselves.
Just like Mo.
Cool!
So, Elise, you're right. You aren't strong enough to do everything God asks you to do. Neither was Mo. But just like Mo, God can give you the strength to do what he asks. If you let God be your strength and follow his directions, you'll be amazed at what he can do through you.
And Wesley, you asked for a sequel to Little Joe and, well, you got one. Two for one.
How about that? You know, Mo's story reminded me a lot of the story of Moses in the Bible.
Oh, yeah, now that you mention it. But it was a little different, in a Western kind of way.
Yahoo. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye!
Singing hi-yah, yippee-ki-yo. Standing high and looking low. Singing hi-yah, yippee-ki-yo. He's not that big, we know.
But man, that boy can throw.
The boy that we call Mo.
Oh, the river turned red, and the mayor wouldn't listen, and the prairie dogs spread, and he still wouldn't listen, and the grasshoppers came, and the mayor wouldn't hear it, and the cattle fell dead, and he still didn't fear it, and the pimples came up in every dimension, and the wind blew in, still he wouldn't pay attention.
Oh, when the ducks go quack, the wacky, wacky, whack, and the owls say, who do you, and the stars shine bright in the Rocky Mountain night. You know it must be love.
La ta da ta da.
time for a manna buffet.
We sing hi-ho, Slipper!